Good morning, 821 here on News Radio 92.3. Having Sheriff Bob Johnson on the show at a slightly different time, as obviously because we were carrying the press conference live from Tallahassee. Sheriff Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Hey, just a real quick question. I know, you know, the storm is not coming here. It's not likely to affect us, but your folks are always a part of deploying, at least afterwards when there is a need. I don't assume beforehand, but what are you guys doing in preparation for this storm?
What we're doing is getting all our gear ready. So we have like a portable bathroom / shower unit that we take, a cooking trailer that we take, of course, the command bus for communications. We're making sure all that's good to go. And ready to deploy at a moment's notice. And we'll probably, normally what we do is we'll send two teams. A first wave will go down there, stay about 10 days, and then come back. Then we send a second team in.
Very good. So it's not something, this is your first time, but you still have to you know, kind of get everything all ready and get ready to go. You guys had a pretty major drug and money and weapon seizure last week, right?
Oh, yeah, we sure did. The narcotics unit is killing it. That was probably their fifth or sixth search warrant of the month, and it was a really big one. A lot of fentanyl pills, a lot of money, a lot of guns. It was a really great bust.
Yeah, that's – yeah. I mean, you know, you see just these piles and piles of money, $40,000. We just got off the phone last hour with Attorney General Ashley Moody, who, of course, was here in town recently, and you guys had 3,500 pills seized, and it's just – it's crazy, this one pill kills thing. It's just, it's unbelievable.
It is. And what's really unbelievable is people are willing to put something into their body and they have no clue what's in it, the pill. I mean, it blows my mind. If somebody comes up to you and says, here, take this, or you pay money to get it, and you're just going to trust this drug dealer that, hey, it's, you know, it's not going to hurt me, and they die from it. It's just, it's incredible if people think that way.
Well, congratulations to the seizure unit for the narcotics unit to figuring all this stuff out and continuing to make arrests. You know, the sad part, of course, is demand is driving this problem. Not lack of law enforcement. So,
yeah,
that's the real answer. You also had a kind of an odd case where I think it started in Escambia County and it was initially reported as a carjacking, and it was a high speed pursuit because they fled, but then it turned out to be, and I don't say this to lighten this, but merely a stolen car, and that changed the way you guys handled the pursuit, right?
Yeah, we pursue for any kind of violent crime. You know, well, carjacking obviously is a violent crime, and they started the pursuit, and I guess during the pursuit, our dispatch called theirs, and they said, no, it was just a stolen car. So, and then the sergeant correctly called it off. We don't pursue for a property crime, so...
Which and the reason for that is because the low level crime creates danger both for the fleeing, the pursuer, and also for civilians who might be in the area, that outweighs the value of catching them at that moment, right?
Yeah, because you got some guy that's in a stolen car and all he's thinking about is getting away. He doesn't care who he hurts. You know, you have a kid crossing the street and he kills him. He's not going to worry about that. He's going to keep going. So. It's just not worth it. And like I said, unless it's something really violent, then obviously we're going to pursue until we catch them.
Well, all things considered, it's still a relatively quiet week. You know, the arrest is not a crime itself. I mean, you're arresting for crimes, but it's not like there was some big incident. And this one turned out to be not the big level thing to pursue people on. So, hey, we'll keep that streak going. I will take that.
Exactly. Nobody got hurt. That's the main thing.
That's the best part of all of that. Sheriff Johnson, anything else that we need to know before we let you go?
Just because this storm is not going to impact us, you still need to be prepared for a hurricane because God knows hurricane season is not over. We got all the way to the end of November. So just everybody needs to have a kit ready and be prepared to evacuate if told to do so. Other than that, that's it.
Absolutely. And, you know, people, even though Kevin Guthrie can tell people flee 10 miles, not 100 miles, people still may come here, especially if they're displaced from their homes. We've seen that story before. So it might not be so much of a security issue, but it's still something to be aware might change how things are operating here locally, even though we're not in the path of the storm. Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, thanks for what you do. Thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew.
826 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
taking a look. We're still watching Eli and Copter, and it still looks like a accident that's going to tie things up for just a little bit. It's an intersection, and all three lanes are closed at this time. Creighton and Davis showing an accident with no roadblocks. Same with Palafox and Marshall. And then north of I-10 off 29, North Roberts Circle and East Roberts Road showing an accident. But again, no roadblock. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality used cars. And, you know, one of the things I know that it's understandable, okay? The perception that you have, like when I say used car dealer, you think, oh, okay. You know, that's where you go to get the cars that are like one step before they go to the junkyard, right? Like that's no, that's exactly the opposite. This is like one step after the dealership. Like it is almost new, 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, A quality cars for good prices. It's the other end of the spectrum, really. It's almost like calling a used car is not really fair. We're almost calling it an almost new car dealer. You know, would be more the appropriate. Like one owner probably before you get to it. But, you know, we got a great deal on an Odyssey a couple of years ago that had, I don't know, 12,000 or so miles on it. Came in from a lease program in Orlando, and the dealer couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And then it got put on auction, and, you know, Frontier bought it, and we got it. A smoking deal for a great car that we've been loving ever since. So anyway, good quality used cars, almost new. Pensacola community being served by Frontier for more than 25 years, right behind that big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 828 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, as we've been hearing all morning, Tampa Bay under a hurricane and storm surge watch. The National Weather Service issuing those alerts yesterday. The storm not expected to impact us directly here, but authorities are saying to make sure we're still prepared. And Governor DeSantis announcing yesterday the National Guard is mobilizing 1,100 personnel. FDLE's activated the state Emergency Operations Center. FWC has storm response resources responding, and FHP has 300 troopers ready to deploy. President Biden and Vice President Harris meeting with civil rights leaders and relatives of Martin Luther King Jr. today at the White House. That's to mark the 60th anniversary of King's historic march on Washington, where he delivered the I Have a Dream speech. And a 200-year-old time capsule being opened at West Point today. It's a small box that was accidentally discovered last May inside the marble base of a monument dedicated to a Revolutionary War hero. It's believed to have been buried in the late 1820s by a group of cadets, including Robert E. Lee.
Interesting. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 829. Are you a plastic straws? Are you a paper straws? You use metal straws? What do you do, Candy? What's your personal?
I do have a metal straw, but I don't always think to bring it. And yeah. But yeah, I'm a plastic.
Yeah, I'm a plastic straw too. So that, people, why don't it just, you know, you and 300 million other people. So it turns out paper straws might not be so eco-friendly after all, because they have PFAS in them. The forever chemicals.
Oh, I thought
that never biodegrade and cause cancer. You know those ones? Straws made from plant-based materials such as paper and bamboo are often advertised being more sustainable and eco-friendly than those made from plastic, according to a study author, Timo Griffin, PhD. However, the presence of PFAS in these straws means that that's not necessarily true. They're calling it a straw man argument.
No.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
When PhDs make jokes. But no, seriously, bamboo straws, another highly touted green alternative, clocked in at second to paper, which 90% of paper straws contain them. 80% of bamboo straws had them. 75% of plastic straws have them. 40% of glass straws. Glass straws?
A glass straw.
Really? Glass?
I'd be afraid.
Nothing could possibly go wrong there. They call that a pipette. Okay.
Right.
But steel straws are the only ones that don't have PFAS or dirt. So, we are super late here. It should be Fox News, right? All right. So, I guess we'll go to that.
Maybe we will.
Shooting at the Dollar General store killed three people, then himself. GOP Governor Ron DeSantis said we'll not let people be targeted by race, but got boos from the community. Jacksonville City Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman stepped up.
Ain't about parties today. A bullet don't know a party.
The Biden team said to be upset that California's Governor Gavin Newsom is planning to debate presidential candidate DeSantis on Fox News. The advisor telling NBC it's disrespectful. Joe Biden is running. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 85 degrees right now in Pensacola, partly cloudy skies. Escambia County deputies still investigating after a stabbing near the T&W flea market over the weekend. Investigators say the victim died. It happened early on Saturday morning. The victim was believed to be arguing with another man shortly before that fatal stabbing, and deputies say they're still looking for a suspect in the case. Reaction from Jacksonville's sheriff on the 21-year-old gunman's reported manifesto, T.K. Walters. That's the sheriff in Jacksonville, called it the, quote, diary of a madman.
He was just completely irrational. What is irrational? What is irrational thoughts? He knew what he was doing. He was 100% lucid.
That reaction from a news conference over the weekend, the 21-year-old gunman killed three black people near a historically black university in Jacksonville Saturday. Authorities say the shooting was racially motivated. The gunman reportedly purchased the weapon legally despite a prior mental health commitment. The victims were identified as a 19-year-old man, 29-year-old man, and a 52-year-old woman. Two vehicles found engulfed in flames on Sunday. North Escambia reporting that those two vehicles were found parked in Molino near the end of Wesley Circle, a dead-end road near Brixton Road. Both vehicles were reportedly destroyed. The investigation ongoing. A 3-year-old child was airlifted to a hospital after a near drowning in Stone Lake near Century over the weekend. The child was reportedly pulled from the water near the boat launch last night and was with somebody who had been fishing. The child had wandered away. The child was airlifted to Sacred Heart. No update on that child's condition this morning. Attorneys for the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission and the group Alabama Always are going to be in court in Montgomery County today. They're going to try to resolve a lawsuit over the issuance of medical marijuana licenses in the state. At issues whether the commission violated the state's open meetings law in August 10th when they held a session in private to determine what companies should be awarded licenses. Of the more than 90 applications that were submitted, only 24 were granted. Alabama Always was not included. The 911 director in nearby Mobile County now facing a DUI charge. He was arrested on Sunday morning. It would be the second DUI arrest in only 3 years. Mobile County, Alabama deputies arrested Charlie McNichol just after 2 o'clock Sunday morning. Now, his last prior arrest came October of 2020 when he was found passed out in a county-owned vehicle in the O'Charley's parking lot off of Highway 90. And last night was National Cinema Day. That meant $4 movie tickets nationwide, but there were some issues locally. Three teenagers were arrested after fights broke out at the AMC Theater on Bayou last night. That incident involved apparently a group of hundreds of teenagers in the parking lot fighting that caused the theater to close early and evacuate everybody inside with help from PPD officers. That theater remained closed the rest of the night. In a separate incident, the AMC Theater on W Street also had issues. A fight broke out in the theater. In response, security pulled a fire alarm and everybody inside had to leave and go to the parking lot. Both of those incidents again during National Cinema Night. And Pensacola not alone in having problems. There were problems at theaters all over the country, including a report of a large fight and shots fired at a theater in Bradenton. 8:35, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Taking a look at our roads, it looks like Eli and Compter may have cleaned up just a little bit. This is sponsored by Lowe's, who are amazing. It looks like I-10, I-110 reporting as clear, not showing any problems there. Sorry, my thing is just going everywhere. My gosh. Eli and Compter, again, certainly use caution in that area. We are watching North Roberts Circle on East Roberts Road in Pensacola showing a possible accident. Yeah, roadway is clear at Eli and Compter now. Michigan and Clearwater Avenue showing an accident. That's been cleared as well. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you have a traffic tip. Text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a very hot day today with temperatures warming up into the mid-90s, feeling much warmer. Heat advisory is in effect lasting until 8 p.m. As you go overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm in the 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible as you go through Tuesday. Temperatures warming up into the low 90s. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping back in the upper 70s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. Right now, 84 in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, and 83 in Milton.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Your money now this morning. The market opening up. The Dow's up 271.96 at 34,618.86. S&P 500 up 28.71 at 44,34.01. NASDAQ up 110.60 this morning at 13,701.24. Our 10-year bond rate down slightly at 4.2%. Gold prices are up $2.10 today at $1,942. Silver prices slightly down at $24.12. And crypto, well, Bitcoin, not a big change. It's up 309 at 26,124.25. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell warning additional interest rate increases might be on the way. He was speaking from Jackson Hole, Wyoming, late last week and said inflation has fallen over the last several months, but it's still too high. He says the agency's dedicated to getting inflation down to 2%. Zillow Home Loans unveiling a new program with a 1% down payment. Homebuyers with challenges affording to buy will have Zillow paying an additional 2% through the program. That would bring the down payment down to 3%, the usual minimum payment needed for a home loan. The new program comes as mortgage rates soar to over 7%. Hyundai recalling nearly 40,000 Elantra hybrids to fix a problem with unexpected acceleration. The company says a software error could cause the car to suddenly accelerate after the brake pedal is released. The recall is covering certain hybrid sedans from model years 2021 to 2023. Hyundai will be notifying owners by mid-October to take their vehicles in to a dealership for a free repair. It's 8:39. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, we were having our conversation a little earlier today about how Netflix is stopping its DVD service, which is, you know, they went into business to put Blockbuster out of business. Like, that was their goal. They would celebrate and have a party every time a Blockbuster went away.
Both worked at Blockbuster, yeah. And you know how, but man, I loved ravaging their bones when they went under. My God, I got so many DVDs and...
All of the stuff you acquired. Well, now, so Netflix, the way this is working is if you rent DVDs and you want to keep those DVDs, just keep them.
Hey.
Yeah. If you want to return them, return them. It's all up to you. They're also apparently going to be sending, I didn't see a real quantifiable number. In my head, I had it as 10. Like, that some lucky people will basically get the next 10 movies in their list.
The ones that are still watching.
So they're just going to send you, they don't know what to do with their inventory.
Yeah.
And they're not going to, like, go down to the local pawn shop and be like, hey, here's, 8 million DVDs or whatever.
Right?
So,
sure.
They're just trying to get rid of them and not have to dispose of them themselves, I guess. So anyway, that's the Netflix going away parting gift. But the question is, 437-1620, we learned a little bit about our news anchor David Wayne earlier today about this. We'll see if we get him involved in this conversation. My question for you, this is a very straightforward question. okay? What's the best format for watching movies at home? And here are the options. If I miss one, feel free to tell me, okay? Option number one would be DVD. Option number two would be on your DVR, okay? Your digital video recorder. Option number three, let's call it archaic technology, which DVDs just about are. Let's say a VHS, a beta, a laser, you know, whatever, okay? You know, something that most of you under 30 have never heard of. And then the fourth one would be streaming, right? I think I'm not missing any. And please don't say, well, live on TV. Okay, whatever. Nobody cares about that opinion. So out of those four, DVD, tell me I'm wrong. Nobody says watching it live on TV is the best option. What is this, 1960? So anyway, DVD, VHS, DVR, or streaming, what's the best way to watch a movie? I'll go to the in-house, 437-1620. David, you want to, what's the best way to watch a movie?
All right, as much as I love my DVD collection,
you're attached.
Streaming is by far the superior way to watch.
Okay. I'm gonna let it sit for a minute. I have my thoughts. Candy?
I am going to concur with David Wayne.
Now, what is it about, compared to the DVR? Because to me, the movie on my DVR is the best way. It's super convenient. You can go back and forth very easily. You can pause. You can do everything you need to do. Streaming is always like, I got to figure it out. It's imprecise. It's hard to go back and forward very easily compared to the DVR. Now, compared to a DVD, yes, clearly. Streaming is superior. Plus, they're all available.
Well, now, the DVR, though, you have to wait till it's on somewhere and record it and everything else.
It's already recorded. You have it recorded. Like, you've already purchased your DVD, you've already purchased your VHS, you've already recorded on the DVR.
So your DVR holds things indefinitely then, because mine will delete after so many weeks.
Oh, you can change that setting.
You can change that setting, yeah.
I will come over and
I have things
show
that are years old on my DVR.
I did too.
I never realized I was old until I didn't know how my DVR worked. What's going
also,
on here?
When the thing is flashing 1200 continuously, that can also be fixed, just FYI.
Wow. I'm going to have to YouTube a tutorial on this. My microwave. I thought my microwave has been broken for 2 years.
No, so yeah, I have all kinds of movies on my DVR that, you know, either to watch or that I've watched and I want to watch again. But to me, I have it. It's not dependent on the internet or the satellite and, except, I mean, electricity, but that's everything. And I can go back and forth within the movie exactly the way I want. Like, the DVR is the perfect solution. You think the streaming is better?
I mean, yeah, we don't have cable right now, but I do have two DVRs that I used to have cable with, and I still kept them because I didn't want to lose my Rock of Loves before I could get them streaming. But I know what you mean. And you know what? You're right. The DVR is better because you can just go back and forth, pause. It's easy. You can just pull it up. You got that short list. And streaming, you do have to search. And I hope you have it.
And
like
hope you
The
find
Abyss,
it.
And which then, isn't available.
And then once you get it, just back and forth within the movie is not always so easy. Right. I will say this. If you, like, we have Dish Network, okay? So if we ever don't subscribe to Dish Network, my DVR becomes a brick. You know, like, it's not, you have
I
to give
know.
It back and you don't get the,
I know.
So there is a sense in which owning the DVD has an advantage of, you really do own it. You're not just real close to owning it, which is, you know, it's like a 99-year lease when you have a Dish DVR. 437-1620, somebody here says DVR is the best. Somebody here says streaming. Well, you got to give me why. I can't just read the answers. You've got to give an explanation. Laserdisc was so cool. When is it coming back? It's just a, you know, really big salad bowl coaster is what that is. Definitely VHD vinyl. What in the world is that? I've never even heard of that. VHD vinyl. I have a 3 terabyte hard drive and it's for movies on my computer. I love this person.
Is that Moose?
A theater.
He does too.
Somebody says a theater.
Oh, that is the best way to watch stuff, I guess. Maybe not like yesterday at the screen.
Maybe not yesterday at 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
at Bayou 15.
I don't like it when my husband talks during movies. I mean, it's fine and I love him, but at a theater,
and there was
a
dude
like,
yeah, and there was a dude like in front of my son, like one seat over, who was on his phone a couple of times.
Doesn't that burn your ass?
There was almost a third fight yesterday.
It is. People are so inconsiderate at theaters.
Get off your phone. You know, I paid a good $4 to see this movie.
Not the point.
So, let's give him traffic before we get some more of these answers here.
I'm getting all mad again over something that doesn't involve me. Michigan and Clearwater. It looks like that area has been cleared up, so you shouldn't have any problems. Another accident, though, was a vehicle crash. There was a roadblock just a little earlier. It's been moved to the side. Michigan and Mobile Highway there at that intersection. Copter and Eli have been cleaned, and if you see an accident or a slowdown, by all means, go ahead and text it in if you could, if you have some traffic tips or you want to weigh in on this. 437-1620. Best way to watch a movie. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. I will say this. The one challenge with the DVD is if you have a single DVD player, and if you have a family where you, like, we watch this, and then we watch this, and we watch this. Once upon a time, I had a five-disc changer that would remember your place on any DVD that was loaded on it.
That's awesome.
Oh, that was the best thing I ever owned, and then it stopped working. And now you can't even find them. Old Yamaha, that was fantastic. All right, let's see here. Somebody says Blu-ray is the best picture quality. You know, I never did the Blu-ray thing.
I've got a Blu-ray DVD player. I can give it to you.
Doesn't that project a hologram inside your living room or something?
Yes, it's Tupac, and he's showing you how to set your DVR. David.
Somebody says, I loved my TiVo. Whoa, TiVo still exists, right?
I think so. TiVo was pretty great, too.
Yeah,
you could
that's
just
like
record.
The early DVR.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody says, Archaic Tech is the most reliable. Weirdly, streamers are killing off content libraries at an advancing rate. Yeah, that's true. Does anybody miss rewinding
video? Nope. Nope.
And then you'd have to, like, guess at where it was going to be, and then you'd play it, you know, not there yet, and guess, and then, you know, sometimes they'd have the fast rewinder.
Right. Now, at least with DVD, you can jump to the scene.
Can I tell you the one thing that I think you and I will bond over even more than whatever else we've already bonded over?
Yes.
Do you know how to physically repair a VHS that's broken?
I sure do.
So do I.
Yeah.
Stick the pen in the back, open it with your fingers.
That's right.
Pry it open
tape.
By pressing the buttons, you
that's
know?
That's right.
And then get a little bit of scotch tape on the back of the broken part to put the pieces together.
Did you ever tape over your mom's stories?
Oh, I don't want to talk about this. It's painful.
it is. I still feel it.
Definitely. Let's see. I don't know what that one is. Blu-ray is the best way. 4K or regular doesn't matter, at least if you have a nicer TV. If your TV sucks, anything will do. Streaming is fine. Quality on streaming is not always great. It can be.
You're right.
But it's not always.
You're right. And it is with a Blu-ray DVD player. I seriously have an extra one. I've only got like Ted. But you know, bring it in Flash Gordon. They're connected.
DVR speed. Past commercials, best thing to happen since TV and the remote control. What I always thought was better about the VHS than the DVR, than the DVD, is that if you didn't want to watch the ads, you could fast forward past them. A lot of times on DVD, I feel like I'm at the mercy of whatever controls it allows me to do.
Oh yeah,
until
there's some
we
that
get
they
into
block
the movie.
It, sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Streaming is the best. Streaming because I don't have a DVR. Be kind, rewind. Aw, an old blockbusterism. Well done. Look at you. 8mm reel-to-reel, still the most dependable.
Oh, come on.
Great-grandpa Harvey has got his reel-to-reel out. We're going to watch some home movies.
Let me give everybody a tip just real quick. If you see these being sold anywhere, whether it's a thrift store, an estate sale, or one of these auction places, those 8mm movies are worth hundreds.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I'm saying that to everybody that has messed with me on my goal to buy them all at Boylston Auctions, big jerks. It's like somebody doesn't want them for $20, then they're $100 because you're big jerks.
Four words buy I hated them. As a kid. Please be kind, rewind.
Yeah, because if you didn't, they would charge you.
Yeah, and it was a penalty.
Oh my, I loved scavenging Blockbuster's bones. I cannot say that or emphasize that enough.
A49. Okay, so last question in the category. Last question in the category.
What?
I assume then, therefore, at your house or at the storage unit or at your other storage unit or at your other storage unit.
I only have one storage unit.
Sure you do. You still have Blockbuster videos that have the security label that goes over the two parts of the case to make sure you didn't cut it open and has the little anti-theft tag inside the security tape. Do you?
Sure do.
Am I looking into your soul right now? Me too.
You want me to bring them all in?
Look, man, original cover boxes are awesome.
They are. You never know when they're going to be. Never mind.
I'm Andrew McKay.
He's Andrew McKay.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Peedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system, with its modern compact design, will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Good call. Here, that's worth a nickel.
Tragic.
With a purple umbrella and a 50-cent hat.
San Antonio appearing to narrowly escape death after someone hurled a spear through the windshield of her car. Yep, you heard that right, a spear.
But yeah, went into my steering wheel and everything.
The weapon, a few feet long, launched at Siobhan Canales' car, she says, while she was driving on a highway Sunday night.
Just thought I'd show you all how bad it is.
In a video posted on TikTok, Canales showed the aftermath of what happened.
I didn't feel any pain or anything, but I knew glass exploded. So when I looked at the window, I'm like, oh my gosh, what is it? What is it? And then when I realized it was a spear, I was like,
yeah, it's a spear. Just sticking through her front windshield, a giant and like a metal spear, almost kind of looked like it was all fashioned out of one piece of metal. So
was this in Tallahassee? Because
this was in San Antonio.
Okay,
no, not in Tallahassee.
Sorry, Spear of the Spear.
Yeah, right near the
what
stadium.
Up, yeah.
Weird. It's got a bunch of ribbons and stuff on it. What's that horse doing?
I know. Right?
Here, Chief. So anyway, no, yeah, that's I've heard of bricks, I've heard of cinder blocks, I've heard of gunshots. I never had heard of a spear before getting thrown through a windshield. But, you know, hey, look, it's Texas. Anything goes. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Oh, man. Okay, as we take a look around, Eli and Copter has been cleaned, so everything's moved off to the side. Michigan and Mobile Highway is showing an accident, but it looks like that's clear to go through as well. So everything has moved off to the side, too. Just watch for emergency vehicles. Hey, if you got those traffic tips, text them in if you could. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So as we've been talking about all day, there is a storm. It is not headed to us. It is headed basically right now. If you did the graphing, it's like just due south of Apalachicola, like the point, and then it's just due west of like Miami, and it's going to be going north, and then it's going to bend east and head like maybe 15 or 20 degrees off north by northeast, and it's going to go right through the Big Bend area is what it looks like at this point, or maybe even because it's been gradually, the cone has been gradually moving east from there. So basically what they said at the top of the hour in the press conference with the governor at the EOC was at the State Emergency Operations Center was that everybody from Apalachicola to Tampa is going to be affected. 33 counties are under an emergency declaration, a pre-emergency declaration. We are not in that. Bay County is the closest, and I think if the governor had it to issue today, he wouldn't even issue declarations for those areas because that's too far west of where the storm is going to be. So for us, it's going to be, you know, hey, there's going to be a lot of visitors in town who are, you know, fleeing the storm. There's going to be, you know, first responders from here that go there to help out, but not likely to. In fact, not even rain. That was one of the things we were kind of, I know a lot of people, once we realized that it didn't seem like the storm was going to come here, then the question is, well, what kind of rain are we going to get? Because we need it. None. It looks like we're probably not going to get any rain, unfortunately. So, well, 8:57 News Radio 92.3. Oh, you know how some guy on the radio sometimes complains about the parking in Pensacola? I don't know who would do that. But, you know, and I say I don't pay for parking. Well, let me tell you a horror story about another place where you could go locally. We went to Morrison Springs on Saturday, which is awesome.
Oh, I hear that's great.
Us and 400 other people. Man, it was crazy packed. I've never seen it like that, but it was crystal clear. It was perfect. Great place to go if you've never been there. They actually have, they'll let you climb on the trees now, and there's a couple of rope swings. Like, that's never been allowed before. My wife tells me I got kicked out of the park one time on that. I don't remember, but okay, fine. So we went there, and then we stopped by the Pounders in Niceville, which is the best Hawaiian barbecue. Anyway, and then we went to Noriega Point in Destin, which is this cool place off of Highway 98. You kind of have to get there. It's a man-made peninsula where they've created these little sculpted-out lagoons for swimming with rock barriers that kind of function like reefs. And it is really nice, shallow water snorkeling. You can see hundreds and hundreds of fish. Fabulous. The water quality wasn't that great. Crab Island was just about empty because they're doing enforcement to prevent the fights, you know. But anyway, all that to get you to this point. Parking at Noriega Point. When we went in May, it was $5. And I think it was like for 4 hours or something for the day. I don't know, something like that on the app. And they're doing a big old renovation project there, so there's very limited parking. Parking was a little bit more expensive, $20 for 4 hours.
Oh, God.
No increments.
Were the Saints going to show up to play?
My God,
that's more expensive than anything.
So I will just tell you, you know, we did the, oh, no, we're not paying that. Let's just hope this turns out for the best. We just didn't pay. Like, we're not paying $20 to park here for an hour is basically what we were going to be there for, an hour and a half. So, and my wife went home and looked it up, and she's like, sure enough, you know, right after May, the city council passed a resolution that's like, I guess like that's the rate across Destin now. $20 for 4 hours of parking.
There's your answer, Shoreline Park.
Yes. That's exactly right. So I know somebody's going to be like, well, Andrew, it could be worse. It could be Destin. Don't make me slap you. Just because they're awful doesn't mean that we can't be better, right? All right. Very quick future news. Is Adelia going to affect us?
No.
I think probably not at all. Will the Confederate Monument go back up at Lee Square? No, that seems pretty unlikely to me. And will they have National Movie Day next year with all the fights this year?
Yeah.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.